Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. How are ya? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday and Isaac Bruce joining me, man. And I know, Isaac, you feeling the way I'm feeling, man. The way our Rams play Sunday, man, it's bushy. Bushy. I ain't cursing, man. It's just bushy. We lose to the 49ers 23-20, man. But how you doing, first of all, man? How you doing, Doc?
Hey, I'm disappointed, Doc. You know what? It was some good football on yesterday. I had an opportunity to watch a couple games. You know, it's a very interesting game in Tampa, the Chiefs and the Bucks. But over in Los Angeles, I was disappointed, man. I was truly disappointed. I mean, but it's the league. You know, it's what we talk about consistently and constantly on this show, man. Everybody's on scholarship. And, you know, you dance and play with this team twice a year. They know your moves. They know your ins, your outs. And we still got to play the game.
Yeah, man, and the game we played, man, was just a bush. I ain't gonna curse, man. It's just a bushy bush. That's how I feel, man. When I watched the game yesterday, man, and see the final score, man, we lose 23-20, man. After playing so well the last 2 weeks, man, I just knew we was gonna come into this ball game, man, get some revenge on the 49ers for beating us earlier this season, man. But once again, for the second straight year, man, they sweep us. We lose this game at home, man, in control of the NFC West, man, and let them come to La La Land and SoFi and give us our first loss, home loss, at SoFi this season, man. And since SoFi is the new stadium, first ever loss for us inside of our new stadium, SoFi, man. And come in and get us, bro. As I said, 23-20, man, and it's a lot of blame to go around, but I got to start with the quarterback once again. I mean, Jared Goff didn't give us anything, man. He gave San Francisco everything, man. Goff was just a horrible game, bro. 19 to 31, 198 yards. Didn't throw a touchdown. Got picked off two times. Gave up a fumble, man. Three turnovers for him. Four turnovers for our Rams for the game. Malcolm Brown fumbles on the opening drive. But Jared Goff, once again, just, I don't want to bash him, man. And I'm not going to bash him, but just another horrible performance, and I'm just shocked and surprised that he came out and played like this, man, and our Rams couldn't get this W, Isaac.
Well, it's definitely disappointing. It's a disappointment all the way around, man. You know, when you look at the final stats of a football game, I mean, for me personally, my eyes always gravitate to two stats, turnover ratio, which we lost. I don't even care if we lose a turnover battle in a game. But when you turn the ball over four times and you get three turnovers, but you turn it over yourself four times, man, it's, you know, it turns out to be one of those games where it seems like nothing's working. You can get drive started. You can have some success in a drive. But then you turn the football over, man, that's a downer for everybody. It's a downer for the fans. It's a downer for your teammates, the offense, defense, and your special teams at the same time. So, you know, a second stat is what you do on third down, how you compete or how you – how successful are you on third down? We were 4-13 on third down, man, which is really not good. It's shocking because of the last 2 weeks, the way we played on third down, the way we've taken the ball away and not given it away. Those two stats right there are glaring, and it always puts a team in pretty much panic mode, Doc. I mean, when you turn the football over as early as we did, it puts us in a panic mode to try to get something going. Your focus now is on protecting the football, not giving it away, and not really executing the offense. So that's what turnovers do to you, man. They're a downer to everybody, man. I'm sure it's a downer to the coaches calling the plays, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, relaying the plays into the huddle. It's a downer for everybody, man. You never want to turn the football over, man. And we did it four times. I can close my eyes and tell you who won this game.
Seriously, man. I just say, damn it, man. Damn it again, man. Because I'm with you. I'm disappointed as well, and I'm shocked that we did not come out and play better. I mean, we talked about it. normally we start off slow on the road, but we started off slow in this game. But as I said, man, a fumble on the opening drive by Malcolm Brown. Then we come back with Jared Goff and his turnovers. Let's go over his turnovers, because right now, Jared gave us 3 more turnovers Sunday. He has 14 for the season, which is tied for second most in the league. That's 10 picks. He's fumbled twice. So let's go over his turnovers. They was key to me. First quarter, Niners up 7-3. I mean, we're down 7-3. 2:30 left. Goff, play action, fake to Malcolm Brown. Throws the ball right to Richard Sherman. I mean, Richard Sherman playing his first game since week one. He was just standing there, almost like he ran the route. Almost like Jerry was meant to throw the ball to Richard Sherman. I saw Robert Woods and Tyler Higbee in the area, but the ball threw right to Richard Sherman, man. And Isaac, I don't – even with that pick, I don't even know what he was looking at. I can't blame Robert Woods and Tyler Higbee and say they ran the wrong route, because them dudes are vets. They know what they're doing. But it's like Goff, man. He threw the ball right to Richard Sherman. And he wasn't even under pressure, bro.
Well, you know what? It's about awareness, Doc. And at times when you're on the field, you not only have to be aware of the coverage, you have to be aware of personnel, who's on the field. I mean, I think, you know, Richard Sherman is one of the great cornerbacks that's been in this league for a while. He isn't what he used to be. And at the same time, you have to know that, you know, he's really not going to chase, you know, the dummy streak route. And what I mean by that is you got 2x2 on one side. Inside guy may be running a sail route, which we may call a 7 route sometime. But that outside guy who Richard Sherman is covering, you know, he's supposed to run Richard out of there. So if we don't really know the personnel or the coverage or have an awareness that and sometimes you got to take a shot on this 9 route to keep Richard Sherman honest, he's just going to come off his guy and make a great play. I mean, he didn't have much work to do. He's just sitting there in a zone defense. He's reading the route concept. And, you know, he's a guy that just can take chances like that. And unfortunately, Goff didn't see him. He didn't pay attention to him, and he threw him the ball. I mean, just like he was – I wouldn't even say Richard Sherman was running the route, because he was just in a space. He was playing his space, read the route combination, and came up with a pick for the defense, man, which is – I mean, it's disappointing. I mean – it's something that I don't like seeing. I like seeing the maturity, the maturation of players, quarterbacks included. That's something that you should be aware of, and man, and just eat it. If it's not there, you throw the check down, just eat it.
Man, great points. A couple of great points right there, Isaac. My thing, that how the hell you don't see Richard Sherman? How you don't know where this guy is, even though he's not the same Richard Sherman, he's still Richard Sherman. He's number 25. He has dreads. He's an all-pro, Pro Bowl cornerback. Super Bowl winning DB. How do you not know where Richard Sherman is on the field? And it's like, honestly, it's like Jared looking right in that space. And it's not like Richard Sherman moved. He just threw the ball right to him. But I mean, you just broke that down perfectly. Okay, that's one. Let's go to
One other thing for that, Doc. I mean, you know, when I was playing in games like this and situations like that come up, I don't rush to make a judgment on what happened, who's at fault. I kind of go back and kind of look at the Jumbotron just to see if my quarterback's feet were clean. And if his feet were clean, I think his feet were clean for this particular play, man. We got to play better at that position, man. We just have to be better. For a team that's leading their division, 7-3, 7-4 right now, you expect your leaders on the team to make plays like that, man. And those are simple plays that have to be made.
His feet were clean. His feet was icy white. Icy white Nike Huaraches, man. Fresh. But anyway, all right, turnover one for Jared Goff. Second quarter, game still 7-3. We're down, but we're still in it. 43 seconds left in the second quarter. Rams first and 10. Got the ball on the Niners 39-yard line. Goff, Rams, empty backfield. Niners 5 DBs in the game. Rush 4, drop 7 in coverage. Goff scrambles. Not protecting the ball, man. Dude just punched it out, fumble. Fumble, bro. I mean, he's a quarterback, so he's not used to running the ball, but he got to take care of the ball. Even then, we had turned the ball over a couple of times. Even then, my guy, we were still in the ball game, man. That was our third turnover, but we were still in the game. Fumble, man. How can we explain that, or can we explain that?
I mean, there's no explanation. There's no excuse. You know, drill number one, I believe on the offensive side of the football for every – skill position player, even sometimes you see offensive linemen having ball drills, man. It's about protecting that football, man. You turn the football away, you can't score points. You give the other team opportunities. You take away your opportunity. And whenever you're in a crowd, man, you should – it's imperative that you protect the football with all your might, man. Cover it up. Grab it with two hands. If you're gonna decide to be a runner, you cover that ball up high and tight, man. If you feel like you've gotten all that you can get on that particular play, hey, just go down, give yourself up. We live to fight another play, man. It's about getting to the next play without having a huge negative play. And turnovers are huge negative plays that I don't see how any team can win with it, man. It's a downer, man. Like I said earlier, it's a downer to every aspect of the team, from offense, special teams, and definitely the defense, man.
Okay. And that's another turnover by Goff. We're going to third quarter. Our first drive. We get the ball first. 14-31. Game still 7-3. So we're still in it, despite turning the ball over several times. 2nd and 9 from our own 27. Goff, play action. Jabon Kinlow picks it off. Now, Kevin Givens did beat the brakes off Austin Corbett. Beat him, hits Goff. So I can't really blame Goff in that situation, man, because the ball get picked. But we get a pick six on that, bro. Our 4th turnover of the game. Now we're down 14-3. Still not out of the ball game, but it goes with us turning the ball over again. And you said it. 4th turnover, bro, and still just down 14-3. But even that, it just kills momentum, man. You're coming out of the second half. We've been known to be a second half team, and it just killed that drive. It's like we started the second half like we started the game. Our first drive, we fumble. First drive of the second half, we get another turnover. I don't get it, man. I mean, I don't get this team. I mean, I was feeling good about our Rams the last couple of weeks, and here we go again. I guess I shouldn't be surprised because San Francisco did sweep us last year, and they swept us again this year, but I just didn't expect this to happen. You made a good point. Jared Goff, we praise you, man, but the money you getting paid, you can't be the reason we losing games, guy.
Well, I mean, that particular play, Doc, I mean, once again, you go back, you take a look at the Jumbotron, you take a look at the iPad on the sideline, and kind of see what happens with that play. I mean, you mentioned it. I mean, his feet were not clean on that play. But at the same time, you know, I think their defensive coordinator did a good job at giving us a lot of different looks. On that play in particular, it was one of those exotic looks. You bring everybody up like you're going to bring the house, and you drop one of your defensive linemen back in coverage. So it's a play that, you know, we all can get better off, you know, starting with the protection, not get beat right off the ball, not get people in Jared Goff's face so he can see what's happening down the field, so he can make an honest decision and get rid of the football as he should. But, you know, kudos to the defense, to the defensive coordinator. These guys are on scholarship as well. And, you know, that division rival raised his head again. And guys are opportunistic, being in the right place at the right time. We threw him the ball, and unfortunately, we didn't tackle the guy, man. I mean, give our defense an opportunity to get on the field, hold him to a field goal or something like that. But when you get a pick six, man, you talk about a turnover, but a pick six itself, man, that's a downer. That's a downer for everything that you're trying to do, man. You have to really absorb that, recoup, and come back out and try to execute again, man.
And we gave up a pick six, but we also got a defensive touchdown. You talked about our defense. Our defense put together another great performance, and we just wasted another great performance. Although we did let Nick Mullins get a couple of drives on us, and especially that last one kind of go down the field and they kick a field goal to win the ball game. But our defense stepped up, played another a great ball game, forced 3 turnovers, as you talked about, held the Niners at 348 total yards. Troy Reader filling in for Micah Kizer, did a great job. 15 tackles, I think maybe 12 of them were solo, something like that. And AD finally got off that 0-0-0. AD coming up with 5 tackles, 1 sack. Had a forced fumble, man, in that third quarter. Ryan Mostert made him fumble. Troy Hill with the scoop and the score for 20-yard touchdown. He handled business. Morgan Fox gave us another sack. And even, you know, Aaron Donald in that first quarter raising hell again. He was double-teamed, bro. Tipped the ball. Jordan Fuller comes up with a INT. But like you talked about, we just squandered another great defensive performance from our defense and coming up with an L. If you're in the locker room, I know I'm mad. I'm pissed off. I ain't pointing no fingers to everybody, but in my head, I'm mad. How are you feeling after a game like this when we had all this positive momentum going, and now it's like we took another step back.
Well, I'm stressing unity. You have to stress unity in these moments because, you know, like we talk about this season being a roller coaster season. You had these moments from week to week. But honestly, as an offensive player, I mean, you have a lot of self-correction to do within your own unit. But at the same time, you're standing up on the chair for the defense, man, praising the defense. You talk about taking the ball over three times. You know, we keep Nick Mullen as being Nick Mullen in my eyesight because, you know, he throws for 233 yards. But at the same time, you're creating turnovers. You're taking the ball away versus, you know, with our offense, like turning the football over four times, man. That's a lot of pressure, man. I mean, these sudden changes that come out, we give up a pick six. There's a lot of good work being done on the defense, man. And we have to stop wasting that, man. We have to. It's just a must that, we stay together as a team. And just you know, if we have to go over to the other side and make some promises to this defense and let them know, you know, we're going to be there for you. And it starts in practice. It starts in practice this week and controlling and handling the football like we should. But just getting on that level, that same level that defense is on, man. It's the ultimate team sport, man. And the offense has to step up to the level of the defense right now.
Now, you can stay together and still be pissed off at somebody. You know, you still can show love. And we still unified and still be mad at somebody. You know, just because, you know, I don't know, man. I know somebody on that defense got to be upset. They got to be pissed off. They got to be screaming and yelling and cursing. They got to be saying some things, man, because, you know, even though, you know, they gave up a drive when we really could have needed a stop. But as you said, we put them in a tough situation. You force three turnovers, you expect to win the game, especially when you come in with the top-ranked defense in the NFL and you still lose it because, once again, not only your offense but just quarterback. Not taking care of business. You're a high-paid quarterback. And this ain't no Jared Goff bad session, but this is the game. It's this session to criticize how he played because he caused us to lose the game. And we just can't keep going. I don't know how much longer. I guess we're going to have to deal with it, but just having to go with this seesaw, this up and down, it's just like you don't even know what kind of team going to show up for us every week. And you said it. Just going to the defense and letting them know we're going to play better. And if I'm sitting on the defensive side, I got to be looking like, yeah, all right, man, just show me, don't tell me, bro.
Well, that's good leadership. I mean, I think we have good leaders on our offensive side that can, you know, take a bullet. And, you know, like we said last week, man, I mean, you take the game that we had on Monday night versus the Bucks. We celebrate that Monday night, a little bit on Tuesday, but you go back to work. It's all about one snap and clear, one game and clear. If we can celebrate a victory, we can also collectively feel the what we feel after a loss. We can do that together, and you know, we're talking about the leadership part of it is being accountable not only to your other teammates but to yourself. We do that self-correction, self-reflection. Go in and do what we have to do to the leaders on the defense and let them know. Yeah, listen, man, we're doing what we need to do to be there for the defense. And it happens both ways. I mean, nobody on the field is completely perfect. We all get blocked. We all drop passes at times. But at the same time, you're still this unified unit. And we go out as a unit and we leave as a unit. So just having that opportunity, have those leaders that really stand up on the offensive side of the ball and hold yourselves accountable, man. Correct what you need to correct. If you're missing assignments, that's a problem. Be a man and say, you know what, I'm not missing any assignments. You gotta watch more tape, watch more film. Be accountable to yourself and to your teammates, man. And, you know, it's about one snap and clear. We took this L. We're going to clear it off the books. We're going to go ahead and watch the film today on Monday, take the Tuesday off, and come back Wednesday ready to work. It's as simple as that, Doc.
And I'm Cam Akers, you know, Cam Akers had a good game. I'm not going, you know, just, I mean, I got to salute you too, young Ricky, because you had a good game. You broke one off about 60-some yards. Would have loved to see you take it on to the house and finish it. But, you know, good game for you. But overall, just a tough loss. Now, Isaac, I want, as well as we talked about how the defense played, I want to go over this last drive San Francisco had. We didn't tie the ball game up. It's tied at 20 apiece. We punted back to them. All they did, bro, was get the rock, go 11 plays, 50-some yards, I think. Let me see. Yeah, 11 plays, 56 yards, There's a couple of plays that stood out for me in that last drive. When you gotta tighten up, show your warrior in you, and do something. Third and two, Deebo Samuels, which is a big strong dude, man. Nick Mullins hits him. Third and two, we got him. Hits him, man. I think Deebo beat maybe Darius Williams, I think, if I remember correctly. Picks up 24 yards at the round 48-yard line, man. Couple of plays later, Niners got it again. We got him down fourth and one from the Rams 39. 35 seconds left. Fullback Kyle Jessic, man, just bulldozes, bro, and get a first down. Right there. Those two plays, bro. That made me think about the 49ers. Like, you know what, man? We big boy balled y'all the last game. We finna big boy ball y'all again. That's exactly what they did on those two plays. Deebo Samuels, he just deebowed us. Then big Kyle, the fullback, he deebowed us again to get a first down. I mean, those were two tough plays by two tough players, and that said a lot of the mentality of San Francisco that they feel like they can out-physical the L.A. Rams, our squad, man, and they did it perfectly on those two plays.
Well, it's okay to feel that way, but a game isn't the combination of just two plays. I mean, there were probably 80 defensive snaps that game. And, you know, we talk about it all the time. I talk about it a lot. I mean, these players are in the 1%. They're the 1% that actually made it to the highest level. They're on scholarship. They get paid. They have a job to do as well. Now, when it comes down to it, of course, we want to get them off the field on third down. We want to get them off the field on fourth down. But these are guys who have been in situations like that. They prepare for situations the same as we do defensively. And I just can't say enough good things about the Rams defense, the way we came out and played. To come in, take the ball three times, put them in a position, put our team in a position to score points. We score points on defense and put the Rams as a whole in a position to win games, man. Enough just can't be said about it. So I won't relegate it to two plays, you know, that the defense didn't come up big. As a whole, we look at the whole of a situation, and, man, that defense has been playing lights out, man. And we got to help this defense because the defense is playing lights out.
I totally agree with you. And speaking of lights out, San Francisco really put the lights out on their field goal attempt. But, you know, even going back before that, after those couple of plays, we had them again, fourth and two, 4 seconds left. Of course, they're trying to get the ball and then trying to kick the ball, you know, get the last kick, the last play of the game. It was at the 29-yard line. Maybe this, you know, maybe this is not a big deal to some people, but it's kind of a big deal to me. 29-yard line would have been a 47-yard field goal attempt. Jalen Ramsey just, not only did he just jump offside, he just went loose like he was running the 40 almost. Five more yards. That sets up the 42-yard field goal that Robbie Gould hits. Time expired. They win the ball game. Now, defense played a great game. Jalen Ramsey does his thing. But in that kind of situation, 47 yards and 42 yards, that's a big difference, man, especially the last kick of the game. That play right there, Jalen got it. He got to be better right there. He got to be better, Isaac. Right there, hey, he got to be better, man.
Hey, know your personnel. You're talking about Robbie Gould, one of my former teammates. 47 and 42 yards between him. I mean, that's nothing, man. That's – honestly, to be honest, for an NFL professional kicker, that's nothing. That's what we want as an organization. That's what the 49ers have as an organization. Do you want somebody jumping off sides? Of course not, man. Of course not. But as far as the distance between 42 and 47, man, there's no real big difference, man. I mean, the only way that we could get another opportunity in that situation is to come off the ball and block that kick. And scoop and score. That's the only opportunity we had to if he misses the kick, we go into overtime. But, I mean, that's all we could do. I mean, once again, as a whole, it should the defense been in that situation? They shouldn't have been in that situation. Not with three turnovers. Not when they take the ball away three times. So, to me, yeah, the defense has every excuse to use, although they don't use them. And I'm giving them much rope, man, because they put us in a position to win the game.
And I can't argue with you. I can't argue with you on that. You're right. Defense ball out the way they ball out and still win the ball game. And I know it's some pissed off defenders in that locker room on yesterday and especially today, especially when they watch the film. So, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm one of those. I'm giving you love. And I'm one. Professional kickers, man, especially Robbie Gold, do good. But I'm just saying, if I'm looking at it, I'm like, man, 47 to 42 yards. I see what you're saying, Jalen, because he probably think like you think. Like, man, this dude pretty much automatic. So giving him another 5 yards, I got to take a chance to try to block the kick. But if I'm looking back, like, dang, dog, come on, man. This might be the time when he felt a little pressure. This might be it because it's the last play of the game. He know he got to kick it. Sometimes, you know, kickers feel the pressure. Sometimes it can hook in 5 yards, left or right. Ain't gonna come up short because his leg is strong enough. That's all I'm thinking. And I'm just thinking that, you know, it's like, come on, man. It's almost like, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm being too critical. I just feel like when somebody is a superstar type of player, especially in those situations, man, don't make those kind of mistakes. Even though you might think it ain't no big deal, Jay Brand, I mean, don't do that. But I ain't blaming him for the loss. But that was just indicative on how the day went for us. And to end like that, I'm like, man, come on, dog.
Nah, we're talking about, once again, one of the premier cornerbacks in the league, man. And he's been playing like a superstar. So, you know, if am I okay with Jalen Ramsey being aggressive? And, I mean, the doors were closed inside the SoFi Stadium. The wind wasn't going to blow. So, we got to do something. It's about having an offensive mentality on the defense. So, if that's me, I'm trying to get a read. I'm trying to see if I can see if the center's arms, when they start to flex, that's when I'm going to move, when he's going to move the ball. I'm trying to time it, man. So he's trying to block the kick. But, you know, I like shining a light completely on the defense, and especially our players who have been playing at a superstar level, Jalen Ramsey being one of them, Donald being another. And these guys have really been stepping up for us, man. So more power to you. Do what you do, Jalen. Go get that block, baby.
The thing about it, go get it. I mean, yeah, I would have loved for you to go get it and block it. You know what I'm saying? So, but just looking at it again, just to let San Francisco come in and get us. That's the team. I mean, I don't know, bro. I would have preferred to lose Seattle than these dudes. You know, because I don't think they're better than us. But they'd have beat us twice. But I don't think they have a better team. But we got to let it go. The fact of the matter is we're still 7-4. We still can win the division, but we got 2 losses to them. And our next game is, you know, we got to go to Arizona and deal with them cats, and they lost on Sunday too. So we're going to preview that later this week. But, I mean, it don't get any easier. I mean, this was the last place team in the division, and we lost to them. So now we're going to go, you know, on the road and play a team that can strike us and put some points up for real with a quarterback and Kyler Murray, who's way better than Nick Mullins, man.
Well, unfortunately, we've just been playing to every team's level. And, you know, it's not supposed to get easier. This is the NFL. I mean, like I keep saying, we don't have a Southern Miss on the schedule this year. Tulane, we're not going to see them this year. We're going to play guys who are on scholarship for a different reason, playing at the highest level. And as an athlete who's been in that situation, we should relish these moments, man. It just, to me, as far as the division is concerned, it just puts us in a place to really, you know, unfortunately, we gotta cheer for the Eagles tonight, man. Hopefully they come out, you know, with some wings and fly, Eagles fly, you know, and just hate on the Seahawks tonight. So it's just an opportunity to get better. We know the highs, the lows of what this NFL brings, and we fortunately have an opportunity to put ourselves back on that high side and go out and win football games, man. So, you know, we'll deal with Arizona when we got to deal with Arizona. We're going to put this film to bed, correct the mistakes, and move forward, man.
And Jared Goff this whole edition has been, you know, talking about the game you had in the Rams offense. But, hey, he's still our guy. Still got to make some things happen. Still done some great things this season. I still have confidence that he's going to continue to have some more great games this season. I just don't want to see the inconsistency. I want us to be a consistent, good team every week and not have to worry about which team is going to show up on Sunday, worrying about, you know, are we going to ball out? Are we going to play like some trash collectively? Because unit-wise, as we said, the defense has been consistent. They've done their thing. Ain't nothing changed with them. It's just offensively, we got to keep it going. And the most important position is quarterback. And we know, see, and, you know, and teams know once you put Jared Goff under pressure, he's thrown, I think, like six picks under pressure. So we're going to continue to see those things. And I know Sean McVay even, you know, he admitted that he has to get better play from the quarterbacks. So Jared Goff got to look in the mirror and he got to say some things to himself as well, Isaac.
Indeed. It's about growth. It's about growth from an individual standpoint and also collectively, Doc. I mean, guys have to find areas where they're not so good and practice those areas so that they get better at them. And quarterback play is no different. You know, he's had moments this year where he's been outstanding. He has moments where he could be better. And that's every player. That's every 53 man. I don't know how many people on the team this year, but that's every guy on the squad this year. You have to get better. You have to go in your lab, what you do, and see yourself playing the game better than you played last week, even after a win, especially after a loss, because it's not getting easier, Doc. We got divisional games that are lying in front of us, the way the NFL set this up, man, and these games count. It's like they count double, like we've been talking that way as far as these division games are concerned. So I expect Jared to play better. I expect the people around him to hold him up and play better. It's the one thing about that term greatness that we use, Doc. It's always a box, and next to that box it's called consistency. They judge your greatness on how often you can do the same thing repetitively, consistently at the same time, man. So it's a part of it, man. And just being great, it's meshed with being consistent. So hopefully he can come back, be better than he was this past game, man, and get us to that next level.
Big facts. Anything else you want to add, bro, before we wrap this up, man? We got five more.
Yeah, man. I mean, we're gonna be talking about the Cardinals later on this week at 9:30. So it's gonna be special. I'm looking forward to it. And if you're a former NBA basketball player or a former NFL player, don't get in the boxing ring, okay?
Hold on. Listen.
It's a lot in there that be telling you on the inside, yo, bro, you can do that. Yeah, bro, you can't do that, man. You can't do that. Stay out of the ring. Stay in your lane. I think Mr. Paul said that. You know, he put that on a T-shirt. Stay in your lane, man. Because them fighters in there, they are for real, man. It's for real. Don't become a challenge.
hey, serious. I'm glad you brought that up, man. Because I didn't watch the Mike Tyson and the Roy Jones fight, man, because I knew them dudes were going to be hugging and all. But Nate Robinson, dude. Come on, man. I'm so glad you brought that up, bro. Jake Paul put him to sleep. He had him snoring, man. And yes, I'm laughing at him because Nate is not hurt. But when you get in there, cats don't understand. I used to fight a lot, man. And when you're in a fist fight, you know, 30 seconds to a minute is a long time. And now you're trying to box and you going in there wild and wild. Bro, he put him to sleep, man, snatched his chain, man. And I just looked at Nate, said he going to cry when he get in the car. That was embarrassing, bro. Nate, he can't come back from that.
I felt bad for him, man. I mean, the first knockdown, Doc, he hit him in his medulla oblongata. He was knocked out on the first one. I think the referee gave him a little leeway to get up. And
the competitor
in Nate was telling Nate, listen, man, you can't quit in front of all these people, man. You're going to have the show got to go on. But those are the times where we have to humble ourselves, Doc, and say, you know what? I'm in the frying pan right now. I don't want to be in this frying pan. I know it didn't look good. It didn't look good at all, man. I mean, the guy obviously has a lot more training and experience than Nate. Nate, you don't want to. I mean, if you want to challenge that guy, get him on the basketball court, man. Get him in your arena, man. But that boxing ring, man, that square circle, man, that wasn't for Nate, man. That made Sugar Ray Leonard come off his seat a little bit. And I felt bad for Nate, man, just seeing Nate down like that, man, snoring, Doc. That ain't a good sight, man.
He shouldn't have got his ass in there, man. All I could think was Marty Marr, man, against Thomas Hearns, man. And you said, give me a two bush passes and a Caesar salad. You know what I'm saying? That boy was out of it. And, hey, Nate, if you listening, man, bro, don't do that again, man. But the thing about it, dog, is that stuff on the internet lives forever, man. You ain't gonna never.
Unfortunately, man, that will be around for a very long time, dog.
Hold on, bro. How you look at your kids or your wife, man, after Captain put you to sleep like that? Put you to face down.
I'd rather that last look be them seeing me in the NBA slam dunk contest winning than, you know, land. I mean, his hands didn't even catch his body, man. He just did a face plant, man. It was. I felt bad for Nate, man. Nate, play basketball, man. Play basketball, man. Do something different, man.
Seriously, man. Cut that boy power out, man. Lights, water,
He used to be a really good cornerback, man. He should have came to the NFL instead of boxing.
I'm glad you brought that up, man. Yeah, Nate, chill out, man. And Tyson and Roy Jones, I don't want to see that again, man. You know, I mean, I didn't even watch it. I mean, I tried to go back and watch it, but we good on y'all, man. But anyway, we're good on this episode as well. That's going to do it for this episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. We out.